T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
What would you do if you found out a friend was messing up big time? Would you call him out for it, or would you let it go and make it not your business? That's my dilemma here. My Tinder dilemma.
All right, now let's start at the beginning. How long have you been on Tinder?
Not on Tinder. Oh. Here's how the story goes. I was talking to a friend of mine who used to live in Atlanta, and we were close a long time ago and had a lot of mutual friends, and she moved out of state. And so we were chatting and catching up and talking about all kinds of stuff. And she's like, hey, she was telling me she moved away and had a boyfriend when she moved away, but went through a pretty big breakup.
Okay.
And she had just come back to Atlanta to visit for like a long week or weekend, visit family, whatever. And she's like, I was in rebound mode, so I'm on Tinder. And she's like, and I scrolled across a friend of ours. And I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, that must be an old account. She said, not an old account. He's on there. And this is a friend of ours that she and I had from back in the day, okay, who is married.
Oh.
And she scrolled across his face on Tinder.
Are you like, friends with him?
Whoa, what is that?
Are you friends with him, or are you friends with the wife, his wife, or both of them?
He is my friend. I don't know his wife.
Okay.
I've never met her. This is a friend that I would have considered in my very close circle of friends a long time ago.
Wow, okay.
But I would say we probably haven't spoken in the last couple of years. So we were really, really tight, now we're just acquaintances. But when you have that kind of history with somebody, I feel like you always feel close to them. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
That kind of a friend.
Friends that you have is in the younger, earlier years, I think there's a bond. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
There's a connection and a bond there that I could pick up the phone and call him in two seconds and be like, hey, how have you been? What's going on? So my question is, what would you do? Would you call out a friend who you think is messing up? Would you point out their mistake and be like, what's going on with that? What's that all about?
Here's our phone number, because everybody who listens to our show is much smarter than everybody in this room.
Yes.
404-263-0941. Does Jen have to pull this guy aside and be like, dude, people are seeing you on Tinder?
Like, you're messing up. Don't mess up.
404-263-0941. I have the answer. I have the infallible, unflappable, perfect answer.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm going to save it so that allows me to tell more people they're wrong.
Okay.
So let a lot of people come up. But let's ask Kelly Cheese, because she's the expert in online hookups. All right.
That's one way to put it.
a couple questions. Try to think back 13 days ago when you were single.
Okay.
Is it accurate that Tinder is basically a hookup app?
Yes, it
right.
is.
Okay, mm-hmm. So he's looking most likely not for a long-term relationship. He's looking for a hookup, right?
He's
okay.
looking for a side piece,
and,
yes.
And is it possible that maybe he was on Tinder when he was single and he just never deactivated the account or something?
That could be true, because your accounts do still stay up to date, especially because I think it links to Facebook automatically with Twitter.
All right, JP's nodding. Now, is this what you tell Heidi?
Yeah, you had to. Hey, I was on Tinder. There was a point in my life where I was single.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I made sure I deactivated my account so there's not a bald guy with a beard be like, hey, JP's on Tinder.
Yeah, you actually have to deactivate it. If you just do the little thing where you hold down the app and exit out on your phone and just delete it on your phone, it's technically your profile is not deactivated, so it will continuously update it. However, I know Bumble tells you the most recent time somebody was actually on Bumble.
Do you know if Tinder does that?
I'm not sure if Tinder does that.
All right, my perfect solution, Jen, will still work.
Okay.
Dominique calling from Marietta. What's up?
Maybe he's getting divorced and didn't want to announce it to the world. Oh. She doesn't know that.
Hmm. Well, okay. I can't say too much about what I know about him because I don't want his identity to be revealed on the radio. I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Dominique, keep listening. I'll give you the right answer in a minute. Alexander in Gainesville.
Hey, guys. So when it comes to Tinder, it connects with your Facebook account, right?
Yep, yep.
So it actually shows you their friends. Like, so if you're on Facebook and one of your friends has a friend who's female, and they're on Tinder, it will show you them. So the possibilities of actually finding someone that knows you is pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll get caught if you don't just warn him now. Just be like, hey, you know, why are you on Tinder? Because, you know, if he doesn't want to get caught, that's the worst way to do it.
Because, yeah. Because I think part of your dilemma, right, is the embarrassment that comes from you having to call him being like, dude, everybody knows what you're doing.
Well,
because if you know about it through 5 degrees of separation, right?
Right. It's the uncomfortable conversation, first of all. Is it any of my business? I don't know. I think if I were making big mistakes of any kind, I would want my friends to call me out.
Right.
And be like, hey, get back in line. But I don't want to be the one that has to have that uncomfortable conversation. And then I also wonder, like, what if their arrangement
allows that.
And then I'm the goody two-shoes saying you're messing up. And he's like, oh, you don't understand. We're both on here.
I
don't know.
I still have the perfect answer. God, I'm so smart. Mercedes in Lawrenceville.
Yes.
Hey, confront him or don't confront him?
Confront him because I was in this similar situation. My cousin actually told me that her friend saw my boyfriend on Tinder.
Okay.
And I had no idea that he still had a Tinder. I knew he had one before we started dating.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know he had one while we were still dating. So she was, she didn't know whether to tell me or not, but she finally told me, and I confronted him, and he still lied about it, but...
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, the guy's going to lie about it, but that doesn't change whether or not you should confront him. All right, we'll take a few more phone calls. Here in 3 minutes, right after Sia, Jen.
404-263-0941. What do I do? What would you do?
And then I'll give you the infallible, perfect answer.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
Am I obligated to call out a friend who's messing up? That's my question. I found out through one of my girlfriends that she spotted one of our mutual guy friends on Tinder. Problem is, he's married. Are we obligated to call him out?
So Jen wants to...
And we don't know his wife.
Right. Jen wants to decide. Jen is trying to decide whether or not she should confront the guy because who knows what the circumstances are in his private life. So she doesn't want to embarrass herself or embarrass him. But if he's putting something out there that's shady, she kind of wants to protect him because he's a friend also. I've got the perfect answer.
I don't know about necessarily protect him, but it's just...
Yeah, I can get it. Heads up.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Just be like...
Don't be a bonehead.
Right. Don't be a bonehead. It's great.
Don't be a bonehead. Jessica and McDonough went through the same exact thing as you, Jen Hobby.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
What'd you do?
So I had my friend, and I was actually on Bumble, and I came across her boyfriend.
Mm.
And Bumble is very new, and they've been together a really long time.
Oh, no.
And I wrote her on Facebook, and I said, you know, hey, girl, I hadn't talked to you in a while, but I just want to let you know, I'm on this app, and I saw this person on there. And she said, okay, period. And she said, can you screenshot it to me? And I screenshotted it to her, and according to Facebook, they're still happy, but I told her because I would want to know.
They're still happy right now, Jessica, but I guarantee you for a period of time, it was storming in those seas.
Yeah.
Imagine bringing that screenshot up and being like, hey, honey, come on in here. Take a look at this.
Something we need to talk about.
Welcome to the show, Maggie, calling from Smyrna.
Good morning, guys.
I can't believe nobody else has come up with the perfect answer. Jen, I will give it to you after we talk to Maggie.
Okay.
Good morning, guys. I think you should definitely say something to him. And even though you're not friends his wife, you know, I would want to know if that was happening to me and, you know, if my husband was on a dating app or even if I was the adulterer out there trying to get away with something, you know, I would want to know either way. So I think definitely confronting him one way or the other will work.
Amanda, completely on the opposite side of the street with this. Hey, Amanda in Gainesville.
Hey, I think you got to mind your business, Jen. I'm going through something very similar, and I'm torn because an acquaintance found a friend of ours, a female, who's married.
Uh-huh.
And we know the couple pretty well. And what if you don't know what's going on with them, really?
Oh, no.
And what if something blows up and it's kind of like you're in the middle of it?
Yeah, Amanda, I definitely don't want that.
Amanda, my perfect solution can help you as well.
Really?
All right,
good.
Jen,
well, I will stay tuned.
All right, yes. Jen, Amanda, you stay right
Amanda
here on the phone.
And I are both going to listen.
Jen,
here.
You listen here. Are you ready?
Okay.
Like, where's the hallelujah music? Because I'm going to hit that right after this. It's so brilliant.
Okay.
So brilliant. Here's what you do. You both call the person whose picture is on the dating site.
Okay.
So, Jen, you call your guy friend. Amanda, you call your girlfriend. Get them on the phone. You're like, hey, this is really awkward. Erase it. You don't even have to say this is really awkward. And go, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. A friend of ours told me that somebody is using your picture on a dating app.
Ooh.
And so I know you're married and you probably don't want that out there. Boom!
Genius.
Amanda, honestly, answer this question. Have you ever talked on the phone to somebody more smart ever?
This is a first for me. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amanda. All right, go on and try to have a good day after that.
That is
glorious.
So good.
Booyah! I'm going to hit it again. JP, genius, right? Unfailable.
I'm speechless.
Thank you.
That is the 100% right response.
Kelly, so do I call him out or
yes.
Do I tell my girlfriend to call him out?
No.
Because she's the one who saw it.
Who's the better friend?
I'm the better friend.
Call him. There's nothing wrong with it. Kelly Cheese, tell me I'm smart. I know it hurts you to do it, but tell me I'm
smart.
She
just nodded her head no, but do it.
I mean, it's smart, except what? Tinder hooks up to your Facebook.
So?
So you don't have to use somebody's profile picture. It links your actual profile, which
you
means that they
dumb.
Would need to...
You play dumb.
I could totally play dumb.
You could. Okay.
I could totally play dumb.
Play dumb, girl.
I don't know how Tinder works.
And trust me, Jen plays dumb really well.
I do think it is a great idea to play like, oh, I didn't know what I was saying, you know?
Like, yeah, you don't have to sound like you're going through puberty like you just did.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Booyah! Sam Smart, Kelly Cheese.
You're smart, Jeff Dollar.
Thank you!
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.